Thank you, Jeff. Well, this is it. This is the close. So, I've got a few notes here. I just want to run through them. Okay, thank you. So I'd first like to mention a few people in terms of thanking a few people that among the people that were not yet thanked, because I thank everyone who's already been thanked, but I'm not going to thank you again. But Jason Cross, he did a lot of work for this meeting. He's a graduate student at Duke University. And Michelle Childs did a lot of work in preparing for the meeting. And I'd also like to thank Anna Fielder for the following reason. It's that Anna Fielder's was one of the people that helped make CACD an important group and was very supportive of the work of the Intellectual Property Committee. It was very good to see her at this meeting. And I'd like to thank very much Joan from the Rockefeller Foundation, who wanted to be here, couldn't be here because of other commitments, but really wanted this meeting to happen and has actually encouraged us a lot to pursue a lot of the ideas that were addressed here. And I'd like to thank Joelle from WIPO. Is Joelle still here? From WIPO? Well, Joelle, she was here almost the whole time, and I think she was just fabulous. And she is constantly lobbying us to include WIPO on our events. It should really kind of be the other way around. I think it's really great that Joelle has given, you know, WIPO so much support for our activities. And the people that did the venue, I was so thrilled at this venue. It was such a pleasure for me to spend 2 days talking about art in this place as opposed to a hotel lobby or something like that. And having the bar in the back and the really pleasant people that work here, I'd just like to really thank everybody from the venue.
Thank you. Brilliant.
And I know the translators have been thanked, and I said I wouldn't thank people twice, but I really feel that we should definitely thank the translators twice, because this was really one of the best translations I've had from a meeting, and I think it's great. Now, I wanted to mention that we had invited people to this event that we thought were going to be able to be here, which for a variety of very valid reasons and some disappointing reasons, like lack of visas, were not able to attend, and that would be people from Kenya, Malaysia, Brazil, South Africa, and India. And so I just wanted people to know that the meeting, I think, would have been better with them here, and maybe next time we'll overcome these problems. I think that, in my mind, what's important about this meeting and why I think the Paris Accord is a really interesting idea, an important idea, what's different. It's, in my opinion, a signal of a new tone or tact of this relationship between the creative community and the public. I think a lot of meetings I've been to, it's either been the creative community is pushing for protection, or it's been the public pushing for access. And it's been people marshaling good arguments and discussions on both sides. But this idea of an alignment of interest between the inventive and creative community with consumers, I think, is completely obvious. But I'm not really aware that things have gotten to this point. I think this is raising the bar. I think Nick's efforts have been quite important in kind of getting us where we are, because Nick jumped in on the music front, which is the most difficult political issue, I think, to deal with. And really, I think his efforts were really, really important for getting this forward. I think that the tone is the consumer sign that it's not about not paying, and that people that work in the creative communities should have an expectation of a living, as of jobs, of getting paid. to do the kind of work that we value as consumers in terms of creative works, that's part of the deal, and that the creative communities are saying that they understand that access is part of the deal, and that both sides made the movement. And I wasn't sure if we'd see that in this meeting, but I think we really did see that in this meeting, and I think it's a foundation for moving forward. I think it's a confidence-building thing. I think Vera's point that there's this community of people that don't need to get paid is something that's also part of the deal. We're not sort of seeing the world as just people get paid versus people that consume, but this complicated environment where you have lots of people involved in the creative discourse, cultural works, political discourse, writing essays, writing blogs, all these different kinds of things, making films and things, all the way up to people whose like entire livelihood and ability to pay their rent and put their kids in school also depends on getting paid to do it. I mean, I think there's a continuum, and I think that it's one of the more difficult things to solve for our generation. If there's a sort of a new issue for our generation, it's this issue of how do you sort of resolve this idea of the control of knowledge and how you basically shift the money around to make sure that you get what you want made, but you also have access, but you know, it's sort of fair at every single level. And that's really why I think it's so interesting and important that you people were so generous in terms of your time, particularly if people are still here, the last speaker. Now, in terms of the process going forward, I just want to explain, we're involved in three sort of separate exercises of a collaborative text that I think had an impact. One was the Geneva Declaration, one was the Access to Knowledge Treaty, and then the other was the Medical R&D Treaty. In all three of those cases, it was not that easy to get the text to the point where there was a wider acceptance, that it was people were really ready to kind of buy in and over. So I don't want the people to be to believe they can have everything done by like next week. Okay, that's just like it's the most radical. So sometimes you have to be sure that you've got what you want. I think the process is sort of that a small number of people are probably involved in the actual drafting, but everyone's involved in addressing the substance in terms of the substantive provisions. The idea is you want everybody to say what the substance should be, and you want people to focus on their interest more than the particular mechanisms as their bottom line. So it's not that you want people wedded to particular mechanisms in the beginning. You want them to express what their interests are.